So we're recapping what we saw yesterday. He had quoted that there's a girsa in the Ran and the Rashba. We're doing the Shiltos, we're up to page Dalet. He had quoted that there's a girsa in the Ran and the Rashba that also says that Ravashi comes along and says after the whole sugya, not like Rav Yochanan, that our Mishnah is not like Rav Yeshua ben Korcha, and then it would turn out that the halacha is not like Rav Yeshua ben Korcha. Then the Ran asks, how could that be? What's Rav Yochanan going to do with our Mishnah? Rav Yochanan paskins like Stam Mishnah, and that's what the Rashba also asked. And he said maybe Rav Yochanan had a different way of learning up the Mishnah, but I don't know how he did it. So the Netziv came along to answer their question. He said, the Gemara over there says, Umayishna Chaveiro, why is his friend any different? So our Papa said, yeah, we're talking about his friend who's a Kuti. Ravashi asked, but telling your friend that we're going to get together to work is also us, sir? So Ravashi said, no, the Mishnah is teaching me something else. So Rashi over there says, what's the question that Rav Ashi asks? Amira Lenochri Shvos? What he's asking is, hey, we know it already from the Mishnah that tells us you can't ask a Kuti to come and put out a fire on Shabbos. You didn't have to tell me that from this Mishnah. So Rabbi Akiva Eger asks, what are you telling me from there? That Mishnah is talking about Nisa Doraisa. Here we're talking about getting together tonight on Matzei Shabbos. That's an Nisa Drabanan. And what are you going to tell me? That Mishnah is talking about Mlacha Shein Tzicha Leguva. It's talking about Rav Shimon Shita. No, that Mishnah is Rav Yehuda Shita. Like Tosfa says over there. So then, if that Mishnah is Rav Yehuda, so that Mishnah only teaches me a Doraisa. It doesn't. So what's Rav Ashi's question? Our Mishnah could still be teaching me the Drabonon, that Amira Lenochri is also. Don't tell me I already know it from the Mishnah. The Mishnah about putting out a fire is talking about Nisr Doraisa. That was Rabbi Akiva Eger's question. So the Netziv now wanted to answer. He says like this. Rav Ashi obviously was learning that Mishnah teaches me in Nisr Drabonon. So Rav Ashi was learning that Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon. That Milocha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Potter, it's only Osir Midrabanan. And even so it says, don't tell a Kuti to put out a fire on Shabbos. Yeah? So you see from that Mishnah, even on an Isser Drabanan, you're not allowed to ask a Kuti. So that was Rav Ashi's question. He said, our Mishnah can't be teaching us that. So far so good? Okay. Now, I'll prove it from the end of the Mishnah. Because at the end of the Mishnah it says that you can cover a snake. You can catch a scorpion if you didn't intend to catch him. Aitzim locha shein tzricha legufa. So that only works according to Rabbi Shimon. Yes? That's what it says later on in the Gemara, that the end of the Mishnah only works like Rabbi Shimon. Yes? So then if the end of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's an Isra Doraisa to catch a snake, even though you're not interested in catching him, but you're doing it just because you don't want him to bite you, but you could walk away. Instead, you're catching him. So you're not interested in the snake. You know, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's still an Isra Doraisa. So then, if the end of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, then the beginning could also be Rabbi Shimon. So according to that, I have a source that Midrabanan, you're not allowed to do Amir Lenachri on an Isser Drabanan.
Could be.
If the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, then Rabbi Shimon holds Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Pater Avalasher Midrabanan. If that's the Mishnah, then at the ratio of the Mishnah that says, don't tell a Kuti Kabei, that's also Rabbi Shimon. And even that it says, don't tell a Kuti to do.
First he said it could be the Reisha in Rabbi Shimon.
Right, okay.
I'm not sure what do you mean. It could be.
We'll say it is for now. And then he quoted that there's a Ran that says that you can't have a Kuti put out a fire, even according to Rabbi Shimon. And there's a Meiri that says that. And where'd they all get this from? So if this Mishnah is the way I said, so that makes sense, says the Netziv, because this Mishnah is according to Rabbi Shimon. How do you know the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon? Because the end of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. But the Rambam paskins that you're allowed to catch a snake and a scorpion, even though the Rambam holds Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayav. So you see, he holds that even if you hold Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayav, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mutter to catch a snake. It's permitted to catch a snake and a scorpion. What? Oh. The Gemara explicitly says that Rav says in the Gemara that the only one who would permit you to catch the snake and the scorpion is Rabbi Shimon, because he holds Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Potter. It's only Asa Midra Banan. The Rambam must hold that Shmuel disagrees with Rav. That Shmuel holds that this Mishnah works even according to Rabbi Yehuda.
How does it work according to Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, if Rabbi Yehuda says that
that's a good question. For that, we have to go into that sugya. But for now, let's take that as a given. That the Rambam is going like Rav Haigon, like Baal Halachos Gedolo says. Everyone says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayav, you're allowed to catch a snake and a scorpion. Okay? So, where does the Rambam get it from? The Rambam must learn that Shmuel's arguing on Rav. And then, according to Shmuel, Shmuel isn't bothered with Ravashi's question. Ravashi's whole question on Rav Papa was, you, Rav Papa, want to tell me that this Mishnah about telling a Kuti, I'll meet you tonight, is teaching me just that, and Isser Drabanan, Ravashi said, I know it from the Mishnah later on, because the Mishnah later on says, you can catch a snake. So the Mishnah later on is Rabbi Shimon. Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa is Potter. So then the beginning of the Mishnah that says, you don't tell a Kuti, Kaveh, you don't put out the fire, that's also Rabbi Shimon. So according to Ravashi, that Mishnah teaches me I don't ask a Kuti for an Isser Drabanan. So then Ravashi says, I don't need the Mishnah about let's meet tonight to teach me you don't tell a Kuti an Isser Drabanan. So that's Ravashi Lashitoso. But Shmuel doesn't agree with Ravashi. Shmuel says, the end of the Mishnah that says you could catch a snake is not necessarily Rabbi Shimon. That works even according to Rabbi Yehuda. And then the beginning of the Mishnah will also be Rabbi Yehuda. So then in the beginning of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says you don't tell a Kuti Kabeh, the Mishnah was talking according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't ask a Kuti to do an Isser Doraisa. Do I have a source that tells me you don't ask a Kuti for an Isser Drabanan? No. So then I could say like Rav Papa. Now when it says you don't tell a Kuti, I'll see you, you don't tell your friend, I'll see you tonight, that's talking about your friend, that's a Kuti. And then he's not bothered with Shmuel's question. Wait. Shmuel is not bothered with Rav Ashi's question. Rav Ashi says, well, how could you say that I know it already? Shmuel says, no, you don't know it. The Mishnah later on is an Isser Doraisa. The Mishnah later on, according to Shmuel, is Rav Yehuda. Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa Chayav Isser Doraisa. And I guess Rav Papa will go with Shmuel. And then you have a strong basis for interpreting like the Rambam, for interpreting that you have Ravashi saying Stam Mishnah is against Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, and I won't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. The Ran and the Rashba said, how does Rabbi Yochanan deal with it? I, Rabbi Yochanan, paskin Stam Mishnah. Well, there's a machlokas how you interpret that Stam Mishnah. So Rabbi Yochanan will learn that Stam Mishnah doesn't contradict Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, and Ravashi learns it does. So we could paskin like Ravashi. That's what the Shiltos is doing. Now, later on in Shilta Kuf Hei, the Netziv proves that Rav Yochanan holds like Shmuel. So Rav Yochanan holds that the Mishnah later on is like Rav Yehuda. It's only in Issur D'Oraisa. And then we've answered the question of the Rashba and the Ran, because we could still have the version that Rav Ashi says the Mishnah is not like Rav Yehoshua ben Karcha. So then Rav Yochanan is paskining like Rav Yehoshua ben Karcha, because he learns like Rav Ashi. That he learns, Rav Yochanan learns like Shmuel. Rav Yochanan learns like Shmuel. That our Mishnah has to teach me that in with Kuti. Rav Yochanan learns like Shmuel that our Mishnah is not against Rav Yehoshua ben Karcha. So that's why Rav Yochanan can pass against Rav Yehoshua ben Karcha, because he doesn't hold like Rav Ashi. He learns that the Mishnah later on is Nisr D'Oraisa. Rav Yochanan, we said, learns like Shmuel that the Mishnah about catching a snake is Adin D'Oraisa. It's Rav Yehuda. And then the beginning of the Mishnah is also Rav Yehuda. The Mishnah later on about not selling a Kuti Kabei, Rav Yochanan is going to learn, is like Shmuel, is an Issur D'Oraisa, and then he doesn't have a Rav Ashi's issue. Yeah? And then he could say that our Mishnah is talking like Rav Papa, and then the Mishnah doesn't contradict Rav Yehoshua ben Karcha. The Rashba and the Ran asked, how are you going to make all this work? Because they don't hold that Shmuel's arguing on Rav. We said that's all the Chiddush of the Rambam, Rav Hai, and Behag. The Rashba and the Ran learn, the Gemara tells me Rav. It doesn't say Shmuel disagrees overtly. So all I have is a source that says that the Mishnah about catching a scorpion only works like Rabbi Shimon. There isn't an overt place in the Talmud that says Shmuel disagrees and learns it's like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gaonim had that. The Gaonim learned that way, but it doesn't say it overtly. So the Rashba and the Ran, they learn, what does the Talmud say? The Mishnah only works like Rabbi Shimon. If the Mishnah only works like Rabbi Shimon, so then I'm back to my question, square one. You can't tell me Rav Ashi invented something. I don't have a source for Rav Ashi. The whole interpretation we gave is assuming I could learn the Mishnah also is only in Issur D'Oraisa. But if I'm going to end up learning like the Rashba and the Ran, that the Mishnah over there is an Issur Rabbanon, that the Mishnah that says don't tell a Kuti Kabei is only like Rabbi Shimon, that the Issur is an Issur Rabbanon, is only like Rabbi Shimon, that the Issur is an Issur Rabbanon. So then I don't have anyone that argues on Rav. I don't have anyone that argues on Rav. So they ask, how could you say that Rav Ashi says our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha? Because our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha. Rabbi Yochanan paskens like the Stam Mishnah, like our. My whole interpretation of Rav Yochanan is that he goes like Shmuel. That Mishnah over there is Rabbi Yehuda. And then our Mishnah could teach me the Din Rabbanan. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan could answer it. But if I don't have an alternative interpretation, then I can't come out and say our Mishnah contradicts it. If our Mishnah takes a stance against it, and I don't have an alternative definition for Rabbi Yochanan, if, like the Rashba and the Ran learned, that Shmuel does not argue on Rav. So I don't have a source to learn that Mishnah later on about Kabei is Rabbi Yehuda. So all I have is it's Rabbi Shimon. So then how is our Mishnah going to be interpreted? If you have Rav Ashi taking a stance that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Yeshua ben Karachar, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have an alternative to interpret it. He doesn't have a way to interpret our Mishnah. The whole basis for our answering it was saying Shmuel disagrees with Rav, even though it doesn't say it in the Talmud. He will learn the Mishnah later on as Rabbi Shimon. If he learns the Mishnah later on as Rabbi Shimon, then I can interpret our Mishnah. Then I can interpret our Mishnah the way I could interpret our Mishnah the way Rav Ashi will. And it's a Stam Mishnah, then I can interpret the Mishnah the way Rav Yochanan will. Our Mishnah over here, we interpreted the way Rabbi Yochanan will, that it won't contradict Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, based on the fact that we're saying that I have an alternative for the Mishnah later on, that the Mishnah later on is Doraisa, and so our Mishnah is going to teach me the Din Drabana. That's Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation. Rav Yochanan says, I don't know it from the Mishnah later on like Rav Ashi asked. The Mishnah later on is a Din Doraisa, is a Mira Nochri by Doraisa. That's the central answer that we offered, is that I have another interpretation in the Mishnah later on. Again, Rav Ashi's question was, I know it from later on, you can't interpret the Mishnah so it'll stem with Rav Yehoshua ben Karcha. The Netziv offered and said, no, I'm going to learn like the Rambam, I'm going to learn like the Hag and Rav Haigon, that the Mishnah later on is an Isser Doraisa. Our Mishnah taught me the Isser Drabanan, and our Mishnah taught me, you can't tell your friend Akuti, I'll meet you tonight. Yeah? Yes? So if I don't have that alternate interpretation later on, so then Rav Yochanan doesn't have an alternate interpretation in our Mishnah. So if Rav Ashi says our Mishnah, if you have that version in the Gemara where Rav Ashi says our Mishnah contradicts Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, you don't have a way out. So they said you can't say that. You can't say that interpretation.
Why does Rav Yochanan depend on Rav Ashi?
Without Shmuel.
Right.
Without Shmuel, he can't interpret it.
Didn't you say that without Rav Ashi, there's no Shmuel?
You're right. Technically, you're asking, if Rav Ashi doesn't ask the question, why don't we ask the question? I'm not sure. Meaning, why don't we say it's a Stam Mishnah against Rav Yochanan? Meaning, I'm not sure. If the Gemara didn't interpret the Mishnah that way, so then how did we interpret the Mishnah? The Ran is saying, if Rav Ashi says our Mishnah contradicts Rav Yehoshua ben Karcha, so then I have a problem. And Rav Ashi didn't say it, so why don't I still have a problem? I'm not sure. We have to sit down and look through the sugya again. I don't know. Now, with this, we've really answered Rabbi Akiva Eiger's question, that Gemara later on could be Doraisa, could be Drabbanan, and then it could work according to Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked, what's Rav Ashi asking? We answer. Rav Ashi's asking Lashita. So, Dile Rabbi Yochanan. So we're after the parentheses. The Rabbi Yochanan, the sphere like Shmuel, Imkin Lididei Vadai. Rabbi Yochanan, we said, is going like Shmuel, that the Mishnah of Enomrim, the Nochrim Kabei, is talking about Rabbi Huda's Shita, that Melach Shein Tzich Leguva is Nisr Doraisa. Imkin Lididei Vadai, Mitzin Luk, Hach Mishnah Krabi Huda, Melach Shein Tzich Leguva, Chayav Kmosh Katamnu. Okay, so that we explained. Amnam, Kol Zenichai Lo Neima Kmosh Amal Tosub Shabbat, Afiru Krabi Shimun Matziatya. All of this works if we're not going to go with Tosus. We left out the Tosus until now. We ignored Tosus. Rabbi Akiva Eiger wrote a Tosus. Tosus said, it works according to Rabbi Shimon too. Umayrik shatzich lepechamin. Tosus says, how does it work like Rabbi Shimon? We're in a situation where it is tzarech legufa. You need coals. Matzah Shabbos, you have a massive mangal. You're inviting the whole neighborhood. So if a guy has a fire in his house, at the end of the day, he does need the coals. So in the back of his mind, so if he's going to put out the fire, he's thinking, I'm still going to use those coals. That's what Tosus wanted to give a far-out situation where the Mishnah could even work like Rabbi Shimon. So don't tell the guy, don't tell the kuti kabei, because there it's tzricha legufa. Okay, so he quotes a bit in the parentheses, a bunch of Rishonim that don't learn like Tosus. You don't put out a fire for coals. At the end of the day, that's not what's going on here. Or the Rishonim, that's not why a guy puts out a fire in his house. But okay, the other Rishonim don't learn like Tosus. Omnam. But if we're going to learn like Tosfos, that Mishnah is really Rabbi Shimon too, so then you're back to square one. What are you quoting? You're telling me everyone knows Amir Lenochri Shavuot from that Mishnah. No, you don't. That Mishnah is talking about Nisud Doraisa, where it's a Melacha Shitzricha Legufa. Daf Vagav Dochar Nuda Koch Hamshnati Rabbi Shimon Kom Kon Fidvatos Tanal Yesh Madamai Shitzricha Bechamin Daf Yisur Doraisa. You'll tell me that Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, no problem. But you're telling me it's Rabbi Shimon in a Nisud Doraisa, so he didn't gain anything. You're back to square one. V'chayav Afilu Rabbi Shimon, so he didn't gain anything with it being Rabbi Shimon. It's still Nisud Doraisa. Aval B'Davar Shisurim Rabbanan Eino Muchach De'Asur Malakuti. Ravashi still hasn't proven that on something that's an Issa Derabbanon, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Asur Amir Lenochri. And then our Mishnah is necessary to teach us that even something that's a Derabbanon, we're back to our original question. So then, somewhere else, I went to great lengths to explain what they hold. This isn't the place to go into all this. He says, I went to great lengths elsewhere to explain all this. Go look at what I wrote. Okay. Should we go on another 15 minutes, try to finish this last piece? Let's try. Vidna, I want you to know. Shema Shepasak, it only goes down to the next town. Shema Shepasak, Rabbeinu Yerucham, Zal Deloka, B'Shav, and Kocha. Rabbeinu Yerucham, we started with the great Rabbeinu Yerucham. We said, we have another source. It's not only the Shiltos. Rabbeinu Yerucham also doesn't pass like Rabbi Shuv and Korcha. Mitoat Rabba Arosh, Zal Amda. Okay, so this isn't his own invention. The Beis Yosef says, Darko Sherbeni Yerucham Lifsok HaRosh. Beis Yosef says, Rabbeinu Yerucham usually goes like the Rosh. So that's not a big Kiddush. Rabbeinu Yerucham was a big Ashkenazi posek. So the Netziv says, you want to know where the Rabbeinu Yerucham got this from? He learned it from his Rebbe, the Rosh. The Rosh also doesn't quote this, that Rabbi Yochanan Paskin like Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. And if he omitted it, then it would seem that the Rosh also isn't passing like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha. And according to what we're about to say, I don't need all the edits of the Bach and the Korban Nisanel there. The only problem I have is that the Rosh's own son, Rabbi Yaakov the Tur, he wrote a summary of the Rosh called Kutzer Piskei HaRosh. We have it in the back of the Rosh. And the way he summarizes the Rosh, it seems like he understood the Rosh was passing like Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. So it seems he understood this because the Rosh quotes the reasoning of Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, even though he doesn't quote Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha directly. Because the Rosh quotes, you're prohibited from talking weekday things on Shabbos, but you're permitted to think business on Shabbos. And that's also the Rosh's psak over there in Eluk Sharm. But if we're going to go back to the Chida's interpretation, which he didn't agree with. But what did the Chida say? The Chida said, the argument is, what's considered hirur? Meaning, Everyone agrees here is mutter. The machlokas is, when I say, are we going to meet tonight, is that called dibur or hearer? I didn't overtly say what we're going to do tonight, but we both know what I'm talking about. So the Birke Yosef, the Chidah, had explained that that's the machlokas, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha and Chachamim. So then everyone agrees here or mutter. That's not the argument according to the Birke Yosef. So then, if the Tur understood from the Rosh that the Rosh said here or mutter, that means he's fasting like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha, no can do, who said? If the whole machlokes is what constitutes hirur, so then by the fact that he said hirur mutter, he didn't tell you anything. That's the Netziv Steinem. Now remember, the Netziv went against the Birke Yosef. The Netziv also proved it from a Mechilta. But okay, we're ignoring that for now. Meaning it could be the Netziv said that in the Shiltos, but it could be that the Birke Yosef's interpretation of the machlokes is going to be right in the Rosh. V'ayin v'arosh zal brachot perkim esiman yud dalet v'dok. Look at the Rosh over there and take a good look there. V'hinei b'vamot of kayad. Amrin ha'neletayim adidimai avadai b'ayle asurei. V'amar b'yochanan v'osal dat aviv ha'yen sham. In Yevamos, the Gemara says the whole reason is because it's demai, that's why we have these leniencies. But if it was vadai, so then you would have to take off Meiser again when a kid takes off Meiser. How come? I, Rav Yochanan, said we're talking about a scenario where the father sends the kid to take off Meiser. So you got to look into the sugya over there, and you'll see that there's a big point over there. I'm not sure what he wants to bring out, the father's thoughts when he sends the kid. I'm not sure. V'hinei ra'iti b'sefer chad shiksha demai makshay gemara dimas var v'yochanan k'man amar mashar chad shnei atzchal gufa patuvim ken lo havi kibui ledidei rak yisod rabanan. Rav Rabbanan kuli amudim den tzich taf rishok kedite lehede v'sugi dei v'mot sham. So one of the books asks, what's the Gemara's question? Maybe Rav Yochanan holds m'lach shein tzichal gufa patur. What did he say? Rav Yochanan? Like Shmuel? Like Rav Yehuda? But okay. One of the works asks, maybe Rav Yochanan holds Melach Shein Tzichel Gufa Patur, and then Kibuy is only an Isser Drabanan, and then if his own son went to put out the fire, it's okay that the kid's doing it, it's only an Isser Drabanan. That's why Rav Yochanan had to say that the scenarios where the kid, the father is happy, his father sent him to put out the fire, and that's why it's prohibited. He says, according to my interpretation, where I proved that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Melach Shein Tzichel Gufa Chayav, which fits with everything he set up here, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, I have a Stam Mishnah of Ein Omrim Lenochi Kabei, and I have the Stam Mishnah of Tzedas Nachash, which go like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yochanan passes like Rabbi Yehuda, Melach Shein Tzichel Gufa Chayav, so then there's no question. But I'm still stuck, he says, at the end of the day, if according to what I've explained, that Kofin Kara is going to be like Rabbi Shimon, so then we're back to square one. Because if the end of the Mishnah is going to be Rabbi Shimon, the beginning of the Mishnah is going to be Rabbi Shimon. And then, what did he say? He said, Rabbi Yochanan only works if I say that Rabbi Yochanan goes like Shmuel, who disagrees with Rad, who says that the Mishnah in the end could be like Rabbi Shimon. Then, what did he say? He said, and then the Mishnah is only on an Issur Drabanan, and I needed our Mishnah to teach. And then Rabbi Yochanan, he said, is like Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan is going to be like Shmuel. Right. And if Rav Yochanan is going to be like Shmuel, and that Mishnah could be No, fakir. According to Shmuel, that Mishnah is even according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? Because that was all to fit the Rambam, that held Nachash ein tzricha legufa is chaya. So then that Mishnah of Tzedas Nachash, which the Rambam is matir, is even like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan is like Shmuel. So then, back to here. According to what I explained, that the end of the Mishnah is going to come out like Rabbi Shimon. So then, obviously, Rabbi Yochanan would rather it all be one Tana. And if the end of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, so then let's say the beginning of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon too. And if the beginning of the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, so then why can't I tell the Kuti Kabe? So that's why, that's why Rabbi Yochanan said, we're talking about a scenario where the father sent his son to do everything. So, okay, the truth is he's going into the sugya over there, and we're not in that sugya over there. Yeah, so he comes back, at the end of his statement here, he comes back and says, well, what I said earlier, that Rav Yochanan could be like Shmuel, that Mishnah doesn't have to be like Rabbi Shimon. Meaning here, he went off on a tangent, saying that Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. But earlier he said, according to Rav Yochanan, doesn't have to be Rabbi Shimon. That's why I got lost for a second. Later on, he's going to come back and say, I know I told you earlier that it does, according to Rav Yochanan, doesn't have to be Rabbi Shimon. But I don't think we should go into the rest of this, because this is already a totally different sugi over there. Let's skip to the bottom of the page. V'nafkamina bezeh l'dina yevuah lefaneinu. Based on everything we saw until now, the nafkamina. What's the practical difference going to be? I'll explain, he says.
The next page has the other side not cut off.
For me, it's not cut off. It's fine. V'hine Rambam v'Shulchan Aruch mefarshei kirashi kambuar v'hochol Shabbos perek chaf dalet. V'zeh l'shono. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, they learn like Rashi. As the Rambam writes, "V'ne'emar v'chibato ma'asot rachecha mimtzochet tzchav v'daber davar." You with me? Leficha chasul adam lalech chafatzav b'shabbat. The Torah says, "Honor Shabbos from doing your way, from pursuing your desires, and speaking about things." Doesn't say what. The Rambam says, from there we learn that a person is prohibited from lehalech b'chafatzav b'shabbat. And we were medayik that la'alech b'chafatzav is the lashon of the netziv, of the she'iltos. And we said that maybe it's a little different than the netziv. And that might be a diuk from me'asos drachecho. But okay, he isn't medayik that at this point. La'afilu ledaber ben. Shouldn't even talk about them. Chulu. Kol zev ha'yotzev zeh asur shne'mal v'daber davar. The Rambam goes on and on and on. And then he says, this and it's like or prohibited because it says daber davar. Remember? The source of the prohibition, according to Rambam, Rashi, and the Netziv just added, according to the Shulchan Aruch, is v'daber davar, the prohibition of talking business on Shabbos, doing business on Shabbos. Daber davar. Asur l'adam lifkod ginato oslotav b'shabbat kedei lirot ma'en tzichin. You shouldn't go for a walk by your garden or your field to see what you need to do in the garden or the field. Sharei zeh ma'alech la'asot tzrachav. You're walking out there to see what you want. הרי דביקור חפציו בהילוך ומעשה נראה לו ממצו חפציך. So, checking out your things, be it by walking or action, he learns out from ממצו חפציך. אבל לדבר בהן נפקא לו מ"ודבר דבר". To talk about them he derives from דבר דבר. To walk and look at them he sees from ממצו חפציך. וכן הוא בשולחן ערוך יש סמן שוב ושז עיין שם. שולחן ערוך goes the same route. ממצוא חפצך prohibits walking there, looking there, doing there. דבר דבר prohibits talking about it. שכתב התוסות והרנזל. דמי ודבר דבר מראה לו שיחה יתרה עשו. The Tosus and the Ran learn from the Dabed Dover. You just shouldn't talk extra chatter on Shabbos. Chidid v'Yerushalmi perek elu kshrim chenem betanchuma. The Yerushalmi and the Tanchuma say about people who were talking idle chatter, and the Rabbi said it's Shabbos. So they are learning that from the Dabed Dover you shouldn't be talking too much on Shabbos. Shabbos isn't the time for just talking. Val Zeviv the Rashbi Vimo, that's the story of Rashbi and Imo, Katav Gamkin Ramam Shamla Khadad Shanusim and Shaz. This will the trade al Shinafkalumi with the Bel Davar. You see it, the Ramam Shulchan Aruch also learn this Limud. They learn that Daber Dover teaches me both. Sheloye Dibuchash Shabbat, your speech on Shabbos shouldn't be like your speech on weekdays. Hainu Bamashatar Shaila Daber. Mikol Makom no Yabis Bisiha Bitila Kishelchol. Nonetheless, you shouldn't talk too much idle chatter like you would on a weekday. They also learn that there's a type of speech that's completely prohibited, that's talking business, that's, and that's what the Gross says on those psukim in Yeshaya. I don't know hey mem is the Rambam so like to the Ramban ayin sham Rav Magid maybe that the Rambam holds like Tosus and the Ramban. So the Gra learns that being that says daber tovor, those two words teach me two concepts: don't talk too much and don't talk about things that you shouldn't be talking about in Shabbos. Miurash is asvir leidrashad drasha nira lo ma'ikra velo sir leidrashad erushal miklal. The Rashi doesn't learn that way. He learns this one drasha from the pasuk, not the Yerushalmi. Rashi doesn't learn that you shouldn't talk too much on Shabbos. V'atam yesh ma'ase Yerushalmi hekdim ha'adam ha'arabichia b'docha ketiru lishol shalom Shabbat. The Yerushalmi begins by saying b'docha kerumatir to ask a guy how you're doing. Am ha'arabichia barba Rashbi chulu v'shastilan daf yudbet itam emozod rabichia b'inyan acher b'docha ketiru lenechem avlim luvakeh cholim b'shabbat. Our Talmud quotes that same quote, but not about idle chatter, about discussing sad things on Shabbos, visiting the sick, comforting the mourners. And there's a totally different reason about that. Umashma de shelat shalom ba'alma mutar. So our Talmud, the Babylonian Talmud, seems to say, I don't want you to talk about sad things. You want to ask a guy how he's doing, that's okay. So Rashi learns it's a machlokas bavli Yerushalmi. That's where Rashi goes with the Bavli. V'tu deru shami gam yisemach atzmol drasha acheret Shabbat l'shem shvot kashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shabbat m'amar Avta shvot min ha'mamar. Furthermore, the Yerushalmi seems to learn another drasha: Shabbat l'shem, be like Hashem. Hashem didn't do any talking on Shabbos. You shouldn't do extra talking on Shabbos. V'chen hu b'psikta perch shachaf gimel v'em shekatav Koban ha'ida al kol panim lo avi Rashi zal perushol shal miklal. You see, Rashi omitted all of this. Okay, now that we explained Rashi, Rambam Shulchan Aruch, let's get back to the Shiltos. The Shiltos learns like Tosus. How did the Shiltos learn like Tosfos? How do I know you're not allowed to talk business on Shabbos? It says, don't pursue your own desires. You see, the Shiltos omitted this idea, your talk on Shabbos shouldn't be like weekday talk. You see that he holds this whole drasha of Mimtzochef Tzecha goes straight into Daber Davar. What speech is prohibited? Mimtzochef Tzecha. Speech that connects to your own needs, speech that connects to your business, that's what's prohibited. So the Shiltos didn't yet explain what speech is prohibited. If the Shiltos held like Tosfos, like the Yerushalmi, you shouldn't have excessive talk on Shabbos, he should have quoted that, and he didn't. It says, don't talk on Shabbos like you do on weekday. Obviously, it's talking about permissive talk on Shabbos, just not as much as weekday. It doesn't say that in the Shiltos. אבל רבנו בירדעתו זל בסימן יוד מפרש דיבור אסור, היינו שבות אמרה לנו יהודי לעשות מלאכה בשבת אפילו צורכי שבת. The Sheotos holds, what speech is prohibited? The speech of asking an Eino Yehudi to do work for you, even for your needs of Shabbos. That's the speech that's prohibited. That's why the Shiltos holds to ask an Eino Yehudi for to do a mitzvah on your behalf is mutal. We'll see it when we get there. So what does he learn? So what thought is permitted? You're not allowed to ask the Kuti to do work for you. But you're allowed to think what? If speech is that, so what's the thought? כמו שכתב מגן אמן סימן שס, סיף תנחף. דרשה אמר לאינו יהודי, אינו יכול לקרוא המכתב. כל זמן שאינו פתוח. That, and this falls in line with the Birkei Yosef, that you're allowed to tell him, gee, I can't read the letter so long as it's closed. I didn't tell him anything, but I communicated a thought. That's what the Shiltos is learning. That's the thought that's permitted on Shabbos. Because you didn't overtly say anything that's prohibited. When it comes to business, that's the machlokas of Yeshua ben Korcha and Rabbanan. Do I say over there too that here her mutar? If I'm going to say that he also learns that there's a prohibition of extra speech, I don't know why he sticks this in, why I would say that. וגם דעת רשי לפי שיטתו נראה הכי, שהרי בעבדה זרה פירש, תלצוות לנו ידימי ודבר דבר נראה לו. You see that Rashi also holds the prohibition of asking an Eino Yehudi stems from ודבר דבר. So then Rashi is l'shitaso, that the prohibition of speech is what? The prohibition of speech is speech of business, speech of weekday activity, which he is now telling us is encompassing also of Amira Lenochri. So, you see, he threw in a monkey wrench in the end here. He says that it's not only speech of business, it's also speech of Amira Lenochri. So again, the Shiltos is learning from Nimtzo Heftzicha. Mimtzo Heftzicha is telling me business. So what's Vida Bedavar? Vida Bedavar is Amira Lenochri. Rashi also learned that way. So Rashi also, in Avodah Zarah, reveals to us that he also learns that Vida Bedavar teaches me Amira Lenochri. Meaning because the Sheiltos over here only applied the Vidaber Davar to quantify the Mimtzochef Tzicha. He didn't tell us over here what he actually learns from Vidaber Davar. Meaning he says the Vidaber Davar goes on Mimtzochef Tzicha, that here who mutal. So if he didn't quantify me, so he's saying, okay, so then what does he actually learn from Vidaber Davar? He learns to quantify his Mimtzochef Tzicha, but what does it itself tell me? So that's what he's suggesting, that the Sheiltos also holds that it's telling me Shlo Yei Dibucha Shel Shabbat Ke Dibucha Shel Chol, which would teach me Amira Lenochri. And he says, Rashi also, if he's learning Mimtzochef Tzicha prohibits business on Shabbos. No. Rashi says Daber Dover prohibits business on Shabbos, but then being that in Masechta Avodah Zarah it says that also teaches me a mirror l'nochri, so he wants to say those are two different derivations, and Rashi will also learn two derivations from Daber Dover: business and a mirror l'nochri. That's what he's suggesting now. That it ends up that you have two derivations from Daber Dover according to them also. According to the Shilto, Sicha Yesera and Amir Lenochri. According to Rashi, business and Amir Lenochri. But then it turns out that everyone agrees that you're going to have two derivations from Daber Dover. The only question is, which two? Do I learn the Yerushalmi? Don't talk too much. Is that Shiloye Dibur Hashal Shabbos Ki Dibur Hashal Chol? Or do I learn like the Bavli, like Rashi, like he wants to say now? And no. Dibur Hashal Chol Ki Dibur Hashal Shabbos means Amir Lenochri. That's Shiloye Dibur Hashal Chol Ki Dibur Hashal Shabbos. Dibur Hashal Shabbos Ki Dibur Hashal Chol. Yeah.